Thank you, Frank. Good Wednesday morning to you. 75 homeowners in the Aspen Lake subdivision have had to boil their water for the last couple of days. That after tests found coliform bacteria. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has the latest.
Routine testing caught the contamination, but Aspen Lake's owner, Matt Cyrus, says no one got sick.
Well, during a routine sample, we had a positive hit for total coliform, which was the first time in 15 years. And my understanding is our system was one of eight in Central Oregon that had a positive hit during this routine testing cycle.
Aspen Lake started disinfecting the water system on Saturday, and it's expected to be back to normal by Wednesday. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
A Colorado man is camping out in Bend to make a point. He's at the Occupy Bend Village across from Pioneer Park, and he's been at several Occupy events in the Northwest as he travels from Canada to Colorado on a bike tour. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has that story.
Skylar Olson is a chef in Boulder, Colorado, and says he's lucky his boss lets him take enough time off to enjoy regular bike tours.
And from there, we've been stopping in cities to cities, and we stopped in Salem, Eugene, and now here in Bend.
When he started his trip, the Occupy movement was just beginning. Then, as it gained steam, he and his buddies decided to make Occupy part of the trip this year.
Yeah, it's just exciting to be on the spark of something new, and yeah, it's a really cool experience to be seeing all this go down.
Olson says the crowds in the valley were much different than Occupy Bend. He says they were younger, rowdier, and not as focused. While the Bend group is people of all ages, and they've developed a message. They would like to do away with corruption and big money lobbying in Congress. In Bend, I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Americans' frustration over lack of jobs and the seemingly slow progress by the government to make strides to remedy that is felt by at least one lawmaker. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon says he and other Democrats have tried repeatedly to introduce debate on a jobs bill on the Senate floor.
The fact that we couldn't get this jobs bill to the floor to hold a debate says that for some it's a political message and for some it's policy. American citizens are so frustrated that our democratic institutions like the Senate can't hold a debate over jobs. And I think every citizen should be frustrated because this is outrageous.
Merkley says there is much they can do to create construction jobs and end what he calls unfair competition from China. Meantime, Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky calls the bill, quote, more of the same, end quote. He says it's temporary stimulus spending that failed to solve our jobs crisis instead of bipartisan legislation that would lead to private sector job growth. He says the Democrats are dividing the country along partisan fault lines. Oregon Congressman Greg Walden was honored recently at the League of Oregon Cities Conference in Bend. Walden was presented the Mark O. Hatfield Statesmanship Award for his support of legislation that supports job growth. They cite Walden's many contributions to Oregonians, including efforts to resolve water issues in the Klamath Basin, promoting healthy forests, and presiding over government transparency changes to House rules. The Hatfield Award is presented to a statesman who has provided lasting benefits to the quality of life in Oregon. Coming winter weather brings a question that Oregon voters may soon be asked. Should studded tires be allowed on Oregon roads? Oregon transportation officials say the studs do a lot of damage to our highways each year, more damage than they can afford to fix. ODOT's Peter Murphy was a guest on KBND's Your Town yesterday morning.
We, in the past, so say 2006, 2007, estimated that the studded tires caused about at least $50 million worth of damage, $50 million worth of damage to our highways, which, you know, damage is maybe acceptable because of the safety factor, but when you figure that we only have 10 to 11 million to repair the damage that's done, well, pretty soon you head up to some real numbers that we can't get to.
Murphy says it's a tough dilemma for ODOT because research about the damage is clear, but they hear many anecdotes from people who say studs saved them from a serious, even potentially fatal accident. Jeff Bernards of Portland is behind a signature drive to put the measure on the 2012 ballot. Our next local news comes up at 6:35 this morning. Get instant updates when you follow us on Twitter. Check us out online at KBND.com. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for KBND Radio News.